Welcome to this month's special guest interview.
This month, I'm very pleased to have George Towson as my special expert guest. George Towson has been involved in the fitness industry for the last 12 years. A constant desire and determination to improve the skills necessary to educate others and improve people's quality of life have garnished him much success in the health and wellness community. George co-founded Revamped Fitness in 2005 with the ideology of creating a fitness program that challenges the mind and body while inspiring change in nutritional habits for the better. The program was designed to help strength and condition mixed martial arts fighters. As the sport grew, so did the reputation for George and the Revamped Fitness crew. For the past 10 years, Revamped Fitness has been one of the premier training facilities to BC's top MMA fighters, as well as professional and amateur athletes. George is a CSNA graduate and a student of Dr. Michael Colgan. Good morning, George, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hey, Corey. Thank you. How's it going?
It's going good. Looking forward to having a great chat and learning from you what you're up to. All of our people will be looking forward to it. George, let's start off with what seems to be synonymous with all of us in this game, and that is our love for sports and our background. What sports did you play growing up as a kid?
Well, as a really young kid, I played goalie in soccer, and that was not really by choice. It's because I had asthma, and so it kind of prevented me from running, the onset by allergies and other things. So as a kid, I had that hindering me, and then a little bit later, when I hit about 7 or 8, it got a little bit better. And then I was playing water polo from Croatia. So I played water polo for 3 years before I moved to Canada. So we immigrated here in 96. So that was the main sport. I played that in Canada as well. My brother did much better than I did. He made the national team. But as soon as I found the sport of bodybuilding, that's sort of where I went. Like when I found the gym, that seemed to be my sanctuary. And then it was streamlined from there on.
What did you learn about yourself regarding the asthma, George? Did that drive you to seek out the changes necessary? Did you grow out of it? What was your experience with that?
At some point, you kind of get tired of feeling sorry for yourself. So it was weird. I remember distinctly it was grade 10 I was at. So like I said, it got better, but it never like really went away. I'd still have onset attacks and so forth. And I remember it was probably, it had to be about grade 9. I just said, I'm not going to have asthma anymore, and that's it. And so it was like a switch in the mindset. So I started training. I started doing a bit more cardio, and it would come on, and I'd let it pass over, and I would just kind of push through, and it cleared up. It comes back. It'll come back once in a while. It's odd. Like, even to this day, I'll still have, like, a weird little semi, just a little reminder, hey, you know, you used to have this. It would just kind of constrict my breathing for a few hours and then dissipates. But it's a unfortunate thing that a lot of us suffer with, but I was lucky enough to be able to just sort of push through. I tend to have that mentality, just go forward. It gets me in trouble also, but it does get me out of jams. Just, I call it persistence, stubbornness. People will refer to it as a few different things.
Now, you're into improving skills in people so they can educate others. How do you do that?
The number one thing is you got to lead by example. So I believe in, just in general, if you're truly passionate about something and have a direct sort of clear-cut goal, can streamline that. So if you hone your skill, become a master of craft, in that case you can inspire others. Once somebody's inspired and they have the desire, that's the real key to have that further approach to learn and help others improve.
Do you know people that don't learn by seeing a role model? They see it, they understand it, but they still don't do it. And how do you explain that?
I can't really speak for other people that don't do it. I know people that do it. Those that don't do it, they tend to have that sort of, I think we can correlate the self-loathing, like, I think it stems from like lack of self-belief. So if you can cure that, if you can sort of push that forward, that's what weight training did for me, is I started gaining confidence. So once my body started to change, I started to get a little more confident bit by bit by bit. So over a few years of training, I was able to kind of give myself value, if you will. And then I started looking for role models and people to inspire me. That's one of the reasons why I came and I studied under you and not, you know, I was in SFU for a few years, and I was doing nutrition and some kinesiology. And one thing I liked about your philosophy is, like, you're an embodiment of what you teach. So I respect that. So therefore, once you have my respect, you have my attention to learn. So maybe that we can take that and bring that to question is, I think you need to garnish a level of respect from people before they're willing to learn from you.
Yeah, that's a great comment. Tell us about Revamped Fitness and give us an idea as to what you do there and how you help people achieve their goals.
Well, first, if we take it back just for a quick second, we founded Revamped in the help strengthen and train MMA fighters. And we started getting attention from other athletes and just people that wanted to improve their health and lifestyle in general. So we looked at our program. We looked at what benefits we can bring to the table. And now we primarily focus on just delivering those abilities that you can build in a fighter to anybody who wants it. We have a guy who trains us who's 72. So anybody can benefit from increasing their mobility, increasing their strength to weight ratio, increasing their anaerobic capacity. So you have a facility and a training program that can benefit anybody across the board. And the main thing it does is it sort of challenges the mind, because you're training with people, you're having fun while you're doing it. So it's not an easy training system. It's definitely challenging. The best part is, as you start to see progress, you become more inclined to look for how to ensure that that keeps happening, to ensure longevity and progress. And that usually has to do with eating. So you challenge the mind, and then the body will follow. So people tend to, you know, some that are opposed to maybe supplements and, you know, I don't eat enough broccoli, I don't need vitamin C. Now I go, hey, you know what? I'm starting to feel a little bit sore. That last workout was really hard. How do I recover quicker? So now we're able to take and progress it further, improve people's lives on a grand spectrum, not just making it stronger, fitter, leaner, but you're also able to ensure you're going to keep doing that throughout their life. So that's the most exciting part. So to see the whole change in people.
What kind of people, including yourself, are attracted to the mixed martial arts? What is it about that sport or philosophy that interests you, George?
But one thing that attracted me in the beginning was I watched Randy Couture. I found the guy just fascinating. He was always an underdog. He was a bit older for the sport. He was fighting guys who were bigger than him, but he would always outsmart them. He was a tactician, a general. He was like a true life Spartan. And that sort of captivated me. I was like, how would you build one of these guys? How would you, not how to build a Randy Couture, but how would you build an MMA fighter? That's just the most captivating thing to me. So to have this balance of strength, fitness, strength, endurance, muscular endurance, anaerobic, aerobic capacity, it's just a well amalgamation of skills, plus the mental fortitude to be able to stay concentrated and then apply it when everyone's watching and you're stepping in the cage and you're having combat with another MMA fighter. It's just completely sort of like mind-boggling in a way. And so that was a captivating part, is how would you build those abilities? That was sort of what got me interested in it. So it started off with just fascination with Randy Couture. The guy's just phenomenal. And then it just kind of stemmed and grew from there.
Now, if somebody walks into your facility off the street, because I know that you've got a great location there in Vancouver, I walk in, I have a look around, and I see you behind the desk, or I see you teaching other people. What is it that you're going to ask me? And if I do decide to take the next step and join the club, what kind of a workout am I looking at from there?
First thing we want to know is, what interests you? Why do you want to train? So ideally, what we want to kind of get across is that this is a marathon, not a sprint. So we want to take the time to kind of get to know what you're after, and also to see if you have any problems with movement, if you have previous injuries. So like 99.9% of our people that train with us, they're non-fighters, they're non-athletes. In a way, they're just people working in an office, your everyday weekend warrior. People want to just improve their, like I said, lives and stay fitter. So they don't have interest in fighting, but we kind of track the similar mentality. You know, everybody has a fighter in them. We call our people iron warriors. They wield iron, and you know, everybody has a little warrior inside them. So when they come in, we just want to know, why do you want to do this, and what your goals are, and what your expectation is. We also don't want to lead people astray. If they have certain expectations, we want to be as transparent as possible. So you're going to be in for hard training. There's no question there. But it's also safe. It's well calculated. And if you put the time in, you'll see the benefits. And we also want to know how we can help you if you have imbalances. So if somebody has, let's say they have shoulder problems, they can't put their hands over their head, well, the amount of kettlebell work we do isn't necessarily the safest thing. So we want to see if we and our coaches can, with some movement adjustments, if we can fix that. If we can't, we have an athletic therapist who's on our team that's able to do some magic. We don't treat any pain. We only treat dysfunction. So we can fix it with some soft tissue work or corrective exercises. But the number one thing is, what are you looking for? And then we go from how we can help you. And we hopefully can cross paths and have them join.
Now, you mentioned kettlebells. What other tools or type of apparatus do you use in the gym? I know you've got some weights, but it's more than just a weight training club, isn't it?
Yeah. So what we did is, when I met with Michael Colgan, I came to him with an idea and sort of the program I was using. I was stuck. I needed help. I couldn't really organize and catalog it. I had some loopholes in there. So we really kind of sat there and we chiseled away of all the movements and all the exercises that wouldn't necessarily benefit that. At the end, we came with all the abilities we want to build. One of them was strength endurance. So I looked at, well, what can help improve strength endurance? Tendon, ligament strength, you know, a lot of connective tissue that needs to get reinforced. And the kettlebell sport was a good fit. So we do use kettlebells. We also modded some powerlifting stuff. So we don't bench. We have this mechanism you put on your back. So just to take the injury risk elements out of it, it also helps with deadlifting and front squatting. We sort of modified a few different things, and we have sleds, prowlers, similar how football trainers would train because they have good explosive power and heart rate recovery. So we took it, we combined it, and now you have this revamp program. And we call that aesthetics in motion.
Now, let's get into aesthetics in motion, because I know you've been developing a new accreditation course, and I know you're very excited about it, and it's something that you can offer to a wide range of people who are looking to get certified. So tell us about that program and what your vision is for your certification course.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. That's 5 years of very diligent work, and now it's finally coming to fruition that we're out there and we're able to help trainers or people that want to become trainers or coaches. We like to call them coaches because I think the personal training world out there that exists is, you know, you kind of learn in class, there's some applicable work, and then you're kind of thrown in there and you're figured out on your own. That's at least what I experienced back in 2004. So when I started out, I thought, well, as I grow this, I'm going to need obviously more staff and highly skilled trainers. So in order to sustain our level of quality of work, if you check our reputation, it's very good. Again, going back to the meeting with Michael Colgan, he mentioned the same thing. He said, you know, take the next 5 years and develop this into a course. You can train people. He even said, you know, I think you'll do a good job and you'll be able to give a system to trainers. And that was the big thing, is I used the system, and that's what I think gave me a lot of success. Now we want to teach that to other trainers and other coaches and give them the ability to become part of our group, sort of a network, a global network that we want to grow and increase the quality of work that's out there. So now you have somebody that has a way of checking and rechecking constantly on progress and ensure longevity, able to see for any insufficiencies or any kind of problems that might come in the future, instead of just kind of working around it. So a lot of times you'll see people, let's just use the shoulder, for example. Okay, well, somebody has a limited range of motion in the shoulder. Okay, well, why don't we just stick them on a chest press? Well, why can they put the shoulder over their head? That's the question we should ask and look for the root of the problem and not the cause. The thing is that takes extensive knowledge. You have to know anatomy. You need to know where the muscles are attached. So our program is a 15-month program. It's not a 2 to 3 month program or just classwork. It's constantly exposed to people that are training in the gym, especially in the fundamental classes, which is the intro classes that people have to graduate from to go to the advanced classes. And you're able to see those dysfunctions when they come about, and then how to deal with them, as well as learning and improving your own skills. So as a coach, you're going to come in and train. You're going to improve your own skills and abilities, therefore giving you the ability to teach that as well in the future. So if you don't practice it yourself, it's very hard for you to know what it feels like to be able to pass on information. So over the course of the 15 months, the coaches have to train in the system as well as learn the system. And then on top of that, they also have to know how to deal and make a call. Sometimes it's out of your spectrum. If you can't do bone adjustments, if somebody has a joint that's not sliding in place or out of place, they can't work with that. They have to refer that to Matt Bennett because he's one licensed and trained. That's another degree. So you have to also know when you can and can't help, as opposed to just doing the same thing and not getting any progress. I always tell my students, I said, if you don't see progression, then you don't continue the same route. It's not going to get better. If it hasn't gotten better, you should see improvements on a session basis. So from session 1 to, let's say, 5, you have a strain, for example, and it's passed now, and it doesn't cause you, doesn't cause the person pain, but it's caused them to lose range. If you do a proper application of mobility adjusting, you should be able to see progression every session and not have regression. Now, over a course of the 15 months, they do classwork and practical work, and by the end of it, they become an expert in the field. And that's the goal, is to raise the quality of work so that people have access to good information and good quality coaching to be able to benefit their life and improve their quality of life. So that's the general consensus and the goal behind it.
So demographically, who are you looking at to take this course? Who do you think might be interested? Who did you design it for?
Well, we designed it for anybody. It stems from desire. If you have a desire to help people, then you're a candidate. You don't have to be the fittest guy. You don't have to be the most knowledgeable guy. You just have to have the desire. We will teach you the rest.
So, George, I get what you're saying. You've created a certification program. Pretty much anyone can enroll. And what is the first thing that they need to know about before they enroll? They're getting into like a 15-month program, and you said this is like a long-term commitment and that you'll take care of all the teaching. Talk about how the program is broken down into different terms.
We're definitely looking for somebody that wants to build a career out of it. You know, do what you'd love to do, right? Help people and get them fit and in shape. So first term is sort of the shadowing and observing term. And throughout that term, the goal is just to kind of get a general idea of how we train, okay? If you're going to be operating a system, you should have a good idea of how it functions. So you do shadowing of myself or two of the senior coaches who are two graduates. So we had two people go through the program, which was kind of like a pilot, and it turned out great. One of them is Tak Sasaki, another one is Akshan, and the two of them now are senior coaches at the gym. They have their own client list, own members that they train, and they're stacked now. So they're doing really well, making a good income, and at the same time, they're able to sustain it. They keep people interested, and then people will come back for more. So when a new coach comes on board, we want to show them first how we train and how we work with our members, and also the different variants. So you have some that are at a very higher level, some that are lower level, some that have problems with movement. So we want to show them how we deal with all that. And then there's classwork. So we sit in, we do some theory, we do pretty in-depth anatomy work. So you can understand, you have somebody explaining, okay, well, the problem here is going to be a subscapularis, which is a common problem they'll have. They'll have a tight subscap, the shoulders don't extend overhead very well. So now you're exposed to this form of training constantly, and you're seeing it. Then once you're done through the classwork, then you kind of co-coach and you work with us. So you're able to get some hands-on experience, showing the kettlebells, working with the kettlebells, seeing people that have unstable shoulders versus stable shoulders, motor control versus mobility problems. And then term three, we sort of step back and we just watch you and give you the feedback, okay? And then the last term, you're getting as much volume in as you can, and we get back feedback from the members back, and that we already know certain functions and dysfunctions that work well, and they can tell us if the coaches have picked up on that and how well they do in passing the knowledge on, and are they able to keep up to the standard that we have created. So over a course of those four terms, when somebody's done, now they're fully able to build their own business. They have the confidence, so they have the belief in themselves, so they're not going to go and have to work a 16-hour day anymore, because they'll be able to put their client base into a shorter time list. So working maybe a 6 a.m. to a 12 noon, because the gym is going to help provide clients for them. As they come in, we feel that you have now earned your way in representing us. You're part of our network. So I'll say, hey, I have somebody that wants to train at 11 o'clock in the morning. I can't take him. Would you like to work with this person? The morning coach is going to say, yes, of course. Well, I have an 11 o'clock slot open Mondays and Wednesdays. I'd love to work with this person. The quality is the same. I fully stand behind my coaches now, and we're able to now help build their business up and have them now with a steady client base.
Good. Okay, that's great. Now, what about assignments or exams along the way? And ultimately, when you provide certification, does the student get a certificate or any evidence of their accomplishment?
Absolutely, yes. The exam, they can be challenged any time outside the first initial 3 months. So once you've done your shadowing hours and your classwork, it would be foolish to challenge it because you're not going to be doing all the workshops. The workshops are set to go throughout the year, but you can challenge it anytime if you're confident. And then at the end of it all, you do sort of like what we call like our combine. How you have an NFL combine, we have our combine. First thing you have to do is you have to lift 2.5 times your body weight through the front squat, deadlift, and a chest press. Then you go on into the kettlebell biathlon, and then you finish off with something we call an MMA lung buster. So coach also has to pass a physical as well. So the standard is pretty high, but by the end of the term, they're more than ready to pass it. They're usually they can crush it, as we would say that in revamp. You know, you crushed it.
So like a police officer or a firefighter, you have a physical standard that has to be passed and met, and thereby, I guess, exceeded. And so then what you're doing, going back to what you said about respect and the role modeling, is that you want to create individuals who have met the standard that you've set, and these guys are going to be in great shape because they've come through the process that turned them into more or less superhuman teachers and coaches. And so now you've got a room filled with coaches that are available to take on new students. And then ultimately you can take this idea or this theme or this mentality that you create, this teaching capacity, that person can take that and create their own studio, couldn't they?
Oh, absolutely. We want to empower people. And the goal is, once you're finished, by then we've done enough coaching and teaching that we've built the confidence in you that you can go and do whatever you want. So I'll give you a perfect example. So I have the little trainer in my gym, Rogue, but she's an absolute machine. You can check out the Instagram. I mean, she's incredible. It's not just the heavy lifting, but the kettlebells. So she works with MMA fighters that are twice her size. They're gigantic men. We have a guy who's preparing for Worlds. She's now no longer stuck in a category where she's only able to reach a certain amount of clients or members. Now even men are going to come back and say, holy, if you can lift that weight or manipulate those kettlebells that way, I want to learn from you. So it broadens the spectrum. So if you're a male trainer, sometimes maybe you get, you know, what we call like pigeonholed, where only maybe guys want to train with you, or really A-type personality females. So not to create any stereotypes, but that's just the reality. And same thing with girls. If you're a female coach or female trainer, sometimes some of the guys might not take you seriously. But how about if we change that? If we empower you and they can see what you're capable of, then they're wanting to learn from you. So regardless if you're a higher-end athlete or somebody that's maybe really shy and sort of, you know, would really rather work with a particular type of trainer, now you're opened up the spectrum because they can see what the system is built. If you check out our Instagram page, you can see we have a lady, we call her Boss Lady. She's incredible, but she had health issues when we first started, shoulder problems, knee problems. And, you know, her son's an orthopedic surgeon. He said, you know, told her, he's like, Mom, you have to get moving. You got to find a trainer and you can't stop moving. That's when things get really bad. So when she came in, we started work. But it wasn't just me training her. It was me, TAC, all the senior coaching staff. You can see it now. She's swinging kettlebells, 25-pound kettlebells for reps. She's lost weight. Her knees don't hurt anymore. So we've done our duty to provide a better quality of life for her. So we take lots of pride in that. So in order to ensure that, we need to have everybody be at the same standard. So, and at the same time, we also want everybody to work with everybody. Just because you're maybe a heavier lifting male with maybe a powerlifting background, but once you've learned our system, it'll open up your spectrum to everybody. So even the ladies are not going to be intimidated because the brand, the stamp stands behind you and they can see what we have done as a group, collective. So that is also very important.
Isn't also what separates your new idea, your certification process from others, is you've got a big focus on nutrition, don't you? And it's not just any kind of nutrition. You're talking about whole foods and dietary supplements. And so how do you implement that into the certification process?
I have the CSNA background. And so I educate my students on the ways I live my life and the supplements I take and what benefits a certain body type versus another, and what foods will benefit one body and another. And so what we do is we have taken a course that we want to expand on in teaching just exactly what do vitamins and nutrients do for your body, and also just what kind of state of nutrition are we in today's society. A lot of the food's very diminished. We have a growing population. The food's not as nutritious as it used to be. So we're going to be growing that program and hopefully adapting the CHI program and the SNU into our program, because we believe it holds a very high standard in today's marketing, has a level of integrity behind it to grow that department as well. So currently it's just one of the workshops, one of the courses that we provide, but it's going to be a whole different sector in the near future.
Okay, what's your website address, George?
Revamped, REVAMPED, fitness.com. So we have a new website going up very soon. So that's very exciting stuff that's coming up in the near future. But the current one is up and running at revampfitness.com.
And I assume that your new program will be posted on the new website?
Yeah, we're going to have a separate website. It's going to be revamp.fitness. It's just going to be completely separate site that talks about some of the stuff that we've touched up on. But we have not gone and pushed for it so far yet due to the fact that we want to make sure that we have quality. And we have students in the program right now, so we don't want to create awareness for it but not be able to have the supply. So it's coming in. We're slowly going to be leaking bit by bit information and taking on new students and making sure that they're able to get a quality education and not just a money grab where it's, yeah, sure, come on board, we'll train you, and then off you go.
Yeah, that's great. George, it's just great to see you evolving and expanding and enriching other people's minds and all the work you're doing. Our time is gone. Thanks a lot for making the time and for giving us some insight about what George Towson is up to and showing us also how it's possible for any one of us to have that same vision, to create something new and fresh, and to build a better business the way that you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me. I mean, it's an honor to be on your talk show. For everybody listening, I've been a student of Corey's for a long time, and to be featured on one of the live chats is an absolute pleasure and an honor.
Final parting comment, George. What do you think the man or woman today, it's 2015, there's uncertainty, there's economic issues, people are challenged by new kinds of modern stress, we're surrounded by junk and crap, and the majority is not training. What are you going to say? What's your message to people to wake up?
You know what? I'm also guilty of that, and part of the call of the cluster, and I work very hard to get and break myself free. I'd say start to meditate and have a vision. And my favorite quote that I always remind myself is failure can't cope with persistence. So if you have a clear vision, if you can envision a life that you want and just work on it every single day, bit by bit, set attainable goals that can be reached and measured, you can create that. It's possible. Anybody can do it. I mean, I'm a single guy that came to Canada and has a vision. I've had to overcome certain things. So if I can do it, why can't anybody else do it? So you got to have the confidence. You have to work on yourself, and you have to just keep pushing and striving forward and find good people to surround yourself and have a group of like-minded people. So if there's somebody that's telling you you can do something or it's not possible, chances are if you believe that, it's going to come true.
George Towson has been my expert special guest on this edition of SNU. George has been involved in the fitness industry for the last 12 years. He co-founded Revamped Fitness in 2005 and now is introducing his new Aesthetics in Motion certification program. George, we thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you, Corey, for having me, and look forward to the future updates that you have on your show.
We hope you've enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview on this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU is produced monthly and is distributed internationally by the Corey Hawley Institute. To learn how you can subscribe to this unique and motivational audio program, please visit CoreyHawley.com or call us toll-free in the U.S. and Canada at 1-866-433-1595. That's 1-866-433-1595. This is Scott Barrett, wishing you the very best of health and fitness for life.
Represent his lifestyle. New way of life. Listen. It's SNU. Sing along, it's true. Yo, coming through straight. Malik with Sports Nutrition Update. Prolong your life. Live long, stay strong, for it won't be long till your time is gone. So I sing this song to pass on wisdom. Hit us up at CoreyHawley.com. Love your life, live right, things will be alright. Knowledge is key, just follow our lead. You'll see ya changing heart and health, which leads to wealth and higher self-esteem. Follow your dreams and see. Follow your dreams and see.